Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has been
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians. 720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines that focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day: NAFDAC says there's a batch of fake Augmentin 625 in the market. Now, you know that Augmentin is a brand of antibiotics. The batch number that is currently in question is 562626. 562626. The NAFDAC number is 011928. NAFDAC says that that's a batch of fake Augmentin 625. So please, if you work in a pharmacy, please check your stock. If you've bought Augmentin recently, please check the pack. And if you suspect that you have one of the bad batch, please contact NAFDAC on 0800-162-3322. 0800-162-3322. Or you can simply send them an email at sf.alert.nafdac.gov.ng. S for Sandra, F for fish, dot alert, as in I don't get the alerts, God the win, at nafdac.gov.ng. Be careful out there, be on the lookout for it. Second hard fact of the day: Lagos just got 62 brand new fire trucks and support vehicles. The state government just announced their arrival and paraded them around Lagos. I'm always happy to see more fire trucks and other emergency vehicles. The next thing is to make sure, of course, that we have enough trained firefighters so that we can have staff for the trucks, you know, and also have good systems in place for supplying water and other repellents. That way, when they get to a fire, they know what to do and they have the stuff that they need to fight the fire. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. And if you're tuning in for the very first time today, you're here listening alongside 1 million people. Thank you for tuning in. I've got a great show for you. Let's start with the big weekend. It was a really big weekend. We'll talk about President Buhari traveling to South Korea. Then let's talk about Bashir Ahmed criticizing P2B's donations. Then let's talk about Jandor's convoy getting attacked. And then let's talk about the attempt on Johnson Suleiman's life. Like I said, it was a packed weekend. We're going to try and get to all the stories. On Madam Landlord, we have Atiku saying that we have empty houses because of money laundering. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about whether you've ever purchased a land and since you purchased it, you've not been able to get your hands on the land documents. Who did you purchase it from? What are they saying about the land that you purchased? We'll talk about that on Madam Landlord from 4 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we're going to talk about Governor Sanwo-Olu's performance in transportation. That's the T in his themes agenda. Hopefully, Gbenga Motosho, the information commissioner, will join me at 5 o'clock. Don't miss that conversation. As usual, news updates will come your way at the top of every hour. But let's get started with today's big weekend, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
The big weekend.
Should Buhari have left for South Korea before visiting flood-ravaged states? Should a presidential aide be judging a private citizen's flood donations? How can Nigeria curb campaign violence? How safe are highways nationwide? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk. President Buhari has gone to South Korea for the World Bio Summit. The summit's theme is the future of vaccines and biohealth. And one of the big topics will be improving vaccine access for Africa. One of the reasons Nigeria is there is to discuss technology transfer to enable us start producing some of the more advanced vaccine tech. But Buhari's trip is annoying a lot of Nigerians. Some critics are saying that the president shouldn't be traveling right now while we have this nationwide flooding. I say nationwide because the federal government itself has said that at least 33 states are affected. So with a crisis of this magnitude, should the president leave? Other critics are saying even if the president wanted to travel out, he should have visited some affected areas first. Places like Kogi or Anambra or Bayelsa. Or he could have sent his VP. Because remember, Yemi Osinbajo still there. Remember how before, once there's a tragedy, Osinbajo don't show to give condolence. But so far, with these floods, he's been invisible. And Nigerians are wondering why. Something... Maybe it's because he lost the APC primary. Maybe all of those visits were part of brand building for a presidential campaign, but now there's no point. Could that be it? That's what some people are saying. Could that be it? Because you can't say it's because he's busy working for the Tinubu campaign, because he doesn't have a role in the PCC. And at the time, Festus Keyamo said it's because the VP was focusing on governance. Well, Nigeria needs governance right now. And so far, neither the VP nor the president have visited these flooded areas. Why not? Or perhaps you believe it doesn't matter. Do you think it doesn't matter whether they visit or not, as long as the work is getting done? Should Buhari have traveled during this flood crisis? If you think he should have traveled during this flood crisis, should he have visited some of the affected areas before traveling? Are you surprised by Osinbajo's absence? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
This is Chinoye.
Chinoye, welcome.
Sandra.
Ma?
Before I go proceed, I beg, may I first give you my sanctuary sound?
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
This power there, you need akara. Like I cannot be gari.
I swear to God.
Sandra.
Yes.
You know, we say you go visit some. You go visit all the victims as in the places where the thing happened.
Okay.
You say you say this way, you know, consign them now. If you talk now, you see my way they talk now. For me, is he has been invisible.
Okay.
I don't know right they see my conversation.
Okay.
I will see Banjo. Has been visible. Okay, now Peter will be now where they go that they criticize and say he's good. What an irony. English. Sandra. Love you, baby. That way they do.
Love wow. You too. Thank you very much, Noye, for calling. I just hear what you they talk now. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Olumuyiwa, calling for my dad.
Olumuyiwa, long time no here. Where did you disappear to?
I try to be a listener than to struggle to call.
Ah, we thank you. Thank you. Because of you, we can hear from new callers. Thank you so much.
play before my take. That kokoro ko we da gede. What's the meaning?
I don't know, it's her hailies now. It's the way she hails. It's like how Agogo has Shakubaku.
If you like say Buhari government, please, she don't offer food. Okay, I have two things to say. The first one, we should not expect anything from Buhari again.
Okay.
Buhari is traveling here and there because all the travel now is a last traveling. So, and you know that in next 4-5 months, the government of this administration is coming to an end. So, please let him travel.
Okay.
And because I may not call back on Apostle Suleiman that you mentioned, I hope you not persecute me for what I want to say. I want the DSS and the police to interview Apostle Suleiman, because immediately the issue happened, we got a news of 4 policemen lost their lives, some said it's 7. But immediately the incident happened, he made a video, I have a video with me, and he said he knows those that want to assassinate him. He knows them. So if he can know those that kill our police, please let the DSS just interfere him. Let them ask him questions. Nobody should be big in this country anymore. Let them ask him questions. Who are those people? What happened between you and them that we lost our police? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Olumuyiwa. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My Sandra.
Good afternoon. How are you? What's
yes,
your name?
I'm fine.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Ekaite.
Welcome, Ekaite.
I'm calling from Agbado.
Good to have you on the show.
Okay, my sister. This Buhari Jamboree traveling since 2015. Please, I want all those APC supporters to tell me one tangible thing that this traveling has benefited Nigeria. They should tell us one. You leave your house on fire. You leave it. You let it on fire, and you go to another place, another country. To solve what? To talk about what? People are dying. People, the whole entire one state is surmounting. Like this morning on the news, snake bites. People are dying of snake bites. And you leave your house solving your own problem. You travel to, Nigeria. Wake up, Nigeria. Wake up from this slumber.
Hey, Kaiti, thank you very much for calling. Bashir Ahmed says, Peter Obi isn't giving enough to flood victims. And I want to hear what you think about that. We've covered how Peter Obi suspended his campaign to visit the flooded states. First, he was in Benue, then in Bayelsa, then in Anambra. And he's been making personal donations for the IDPs. So, for example, he gave 5 million in Benue and said he would still give them more later. Over the weekend, we saw a picture of Obi at another camp. He came with donations that some of his supporters had sent for the IDPs. And the president's media aide, Bashir Ahmed, didn't like what he saw. He tweeted, quote, wow, 4 bags of rice, 14 cartons of Indomie noodles, around 50 set of blankets, 24 loaves of bread, a generator, among other unverified stuff, donated to thousands of families affected by floods in Anambra by a former governor of the state and a current presidential candidate, end quote. If you see the way they're dragging him on Twitter because of this thing, some say, oh, it's bold of him to mention noodles after the government he serves was caught hoarding noodles meant for COVID palliatives. Others are asking what he has donated. Others are asking whether the president had visited the camps like Obi. People are dragging the president's media aide on Twitter like small gin. But Bashir Ahmed didn't let it go. He tweeted again. He tweeted, quote, a former governor and presidential candidate donating a grinding machine and 24 loaves of bread to thousands of flood victims, comrade. We're in 2022, for God's sake. We urge you to respect your family and correct it, end quote. And he got a reply from Jesare Chife. She's the executive director of the Dr. Aloy and Jesare Chife Foundation. They do a lot of work in Anam, one of the flooded communities, and they've been raising funds online to help the people there. I interviewed her during Nigerian Full Spaces two Saturdays ago, and she responded to Bashir. She said, quote, "Bashir, you have 1.3 million followers. You could have used your platform to help out the millions of Nigerians rendered homeless and in need of food and supplies. Over 600 dead, and yet you are playing politics. Again, we are open to receive your donations." You know? End quote. And to which Bashir replied, quote, "That is what I'm already doing. Jesare, you can see I'm urging the former governor of Anambra State to do more for his people. The state helped him become a billionaire, and now in their time of need, he's busy donating a grinding machine and loads of bread. Unacceptable," end quote. So in that exchange, you see Chife clearly asking Ahmad to focus on doing something himself rather than criticizing a private citizen. But that was Bashir Ahmad's response. The state helped him become a billionaire. I want us to look at that statement. Is it accurate, first of all? Wasn't Peter Obi already very wealthy before he became a governor? And second of all, what could Bashir Ahmad mean? Is he suggesting that we should expect governors to become billionaires from state funds? Is that what he's suggesting? Meanwhile, Bola Tinubu has also donated to flood victims. He pledged 100 million naira to victims in Kano. He said he has already given the governor of the state the cash, and so that within the coming days, people should expect the governor to start doling out the cash that he brought with him to Kano. What do you think about Bashir Ahmed's criticism of Peter Obi's donation? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Still to come, the Lagos PDP says Jandor's convoy was attacked. We'll talk about that in a bit. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Chidimma, Izuma Daide, Chidimma.
Chidimma, welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So, back to the matter, Sandra.
Open and close.
Our president has to travel when there is fire on the mountain. Quite a pity. This shows that they don't have the interests of Nigerians at heart. So, they don't have the Nigerians at heart. That's why he could travel. Now back to Obi's gift. He just gave his widow's mite. I don't know why they are making statements that are not necessary about that. What Obi gave is his widow's mite, and I love it. Sandra, if you want to sympathize with me, you give me 1 naira. I appreciate it. That somebody coming to give me 1 million. Because of expecting me to do something for him. Thank you.
All right, Chidimma, thank you very much for calling. Sunday's on the line. Hi, Sunday. Sunday, are you there? Oh, it doesn't look like Sunday's there anymore. Hi, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sunday. What's your name, sir?
My name is Moses. I'm calling from Ajah.
Welcome, Moses.
Thank you, Mama. Actually, our president don't have us at heart. First, I see that most of the things that is happening, he doesn't even concern him. The same boy who cried during the campaign in 2019 at Kaduna, saying that the spaghetti that should be sold at 30 naira, they are selling it at 120, that people to vote for him. The same boy who is wicked enough. I just pray that
by the end of 2023, the issue of APC, just everything just end and die. That is all my prayer.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here from Benjamin. Benjamin is in Maboro. Benjamin says, good afternoon. This present government doesn't care about their people. This country is in mourning mood and the president left the country. And what's the work of the VP? And Peter Obi suspended his campaign, visited and donated to people who were affected by the floods. And they're complaining. Who is fooling who? Where's the COVID-19 palliative stored at warehouses across the country and the money that they were sharing, trader money, etc., etc.? Tinubu donated money. They didn't criticize him. Why is Obi's own different? Well, Tinubu donated 100 million naira and Obi donated 5 million and, cartons of noodles and rice. We'll take a break. When we come back, the Lagos PDP says Jandor's convoy was attacked. What's that about? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away, Lagos.
Dreaming of becoming a professional screenwriter, video editor, an OAP, or a thriving entrepreneur in the music, cultural, and creative industries? Visit www.mazobia.academy to sign up for a training course that suits your interests and get trained online for highly subsidized fees by leading local and international experts. You could be eligible for an internship opportunity. You can access the training on your mobile phones without data right after the first download and study at your own pace. Wazobia Academy. Learn and lead. Terms and conditions apply.
This is not a political advert. It's a message to stimulate the innovative and productive transformation of Nigeria's greatest asset, the people, to create a future of shared prosperity. 2023 and beyond, how do we deliver macroeconomic stability and invest in our future? Be one of the key global stakeholders answering these pertinent questions at the 28th Nigerian Economic Summit on the 14th and 15th of November, 2022, at the Transcape Hilton Hotel, Abuja. Theme, 2023 and beyond, priorities for shared prosperity. Register to attend virtually or in person at www.nesgroup.org/28.
95.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The Lagos PDP says Jandor's convoy was attacked. Olajide Adediran, he was campaigning in Badagry yesterday and gunmen allegedly attacked his convoy at Ikogang Junction. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you pictures of the convoy vehicles. You're seeing like lots of shattered windows. We're getting reports as well that several people were injured, both campaign members and journalists who were reporting on the campaign. So you're seeing that on our live stream, Nigeria Info 99.3. That's our live stream on Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Are you seeing them? Are you seeing it? Okay. This is not the first report of violence that we've heard during this campaign season. When Atiku went to Kaduna, thugs attacked PDP members setting up for a rally. Here in Lagos, both PDP and Labour have been complaining about harassment when they want to use public facilities or when they want to rent billboards. There's someone on Twitter called Flag Boy, and there was a big thing while I was on leave of him getting beat up by thugs. I believe it was in Oshodi that this happened. You know, he was beat up so badly, he had to rush him to the hospital because he was walking around holding a flag of Labour Party or for Labour Party. So it's been happening quite a bit, you know. And when you hear these reports, you automatically think about that peace accord that they all signed. Remember, they signed the peace accord, right? And at the time, a lot of Nigerians were saying that this peace accord is mere lip service. And as you can see, we don't exactly have peace on the campaign trail. So beyond words, going beyond words, what does Nigeria need to do to ensure peaceful campaigns? 0700-993-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts over WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thank you very much for calling us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
You have Chris calling from Okokomai on the line.
Chris, welcome.
Yes. One of them, honestly, I'm speechless because it can only happen in Nigeria. Nigeria has virtually become a banana republic where anything can happen and nothing will happen. There is no consequence for any action. I mean, it's appalling to say the least. Anyway, let me start by also saying that people that are criticizing Obi, I think for me, they should go and do what he did, you know. Makarandeva is in Ebulozu, Asuna Ogunku. President is busy traveling everywhere, you know. He refused to go and then kind of empathize with the people, the same people that actually voted you to power. The least you can do is to go, to go and deal with them in this particular hard time in their life.
Mm.
You know, but nothing has happened. I haven't heard of him sending any envoy or sending any delegate to go and represent him in that matter. And Bashir Ahmed is busy ranting and saying I think he's doing his job. It's what he's been paid to do. I mean, that is one of his jobs anyway. But he's a very, I think, whatever any man is doing now, history will also judge everyone someday. So mm. That's how I see it. Oh. Talking about Jandon being attacked,
mm-hmm.
I expected that to happen because in Lagos here, I don't mean to mention name or to point hands, but we know what is happening in Lagos. One party wants to be in hold of every power, in hold of everything that happens in Lagos. They don't want any challenge, any practical confrontation. They try to stop the person with any power at their disposal. And it's very unfortunate. And just like you said, the peace accord is just a mere formality. To start with, I and other Nigerians, we are crying online, you know, on Twitter, everywhere, shouting, why couldn't Jagavan be present at this accord? All their henchmen, you know, their subordinates, why couldn't they be the one, you know, the party delegates, they should attach them, every other party, let them be part of those peace accord anytime they are signing it, so that when these things happen, we know who to hold responsible. But the situation will be, maybe I am the candidate of a party, I sign peace accord, and those who are my followers, some of them didn't even know what entails by me signing, committing myself to those things. So I think, it's a very big dilemma we have found ourselves.
Thank you very much for calling, Chris. We've got a private number. Oh, well, we don't have that number on anymore. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
This is Joy calling.
Hi, Joy. Welcome.
About attacking a convoy of the PDP candidate.
Mm.
So long we have all these people in power, that violence will not stop. Because it run in their blood.
Mm.
It will continue to happen. Then again, about the money where Peter Obi donates that they said is not enough.
Mm.
So those who have suffered the money of the country, we know them. So we know how they spend it and enslave people. So that kind of people, money will not be difficult for them. They can spend 200 million, whatever. They know where the money is coming from. So let them leave Peter Obi alone. Even though that 5 naira is donated, it's okay. Thank you.
All right, Joy. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hey, Bu Presido.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name? Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir.
It's Matthew.
Matthew, welcome.
Yeah. So, I just want to correct the perception, eh?
Okay.
Peter Obi was on Arise TV not quite long ago, and he still said that he never donated any food stuff. Okay, so what he normally donates is, he normally call the coordinators and make transfers of financial support.
Okay.
So those things we saw on the media, which Mr. Bashir was convicted to be Peter Obi's donation, why went is? He even said it clearly.
Mm.
So I just want to correct that aspect of the old news so that you know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on social media, but I will come and take them in a bit. In the meantime, let's talk about the attack of Johnson Suleiman. Gunmen attacked Apostle Johnson Suleiman on the road. That one happened in Edo State. They killed 3 policemen, 2 drivers, and at least 1 other person in his entourage. Here's what Suleiman himself had to say about the attack. I'm playing the video for you on our live stream. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3. That's on Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM.
Since 2017, there are certain things that have been happening that I've been quiet about. Even if you are the most careless person on earth, you will not give yourself to so much scandals. There are things people don't know, even though one or two people along the line took advantage of that to just come out and say one or two things. But the reason I'm coming out to speak now is because they've done all that and discovered that I'm still moving on, they decided to make attempts on my life. I just escaped an assassination attempt where seven people were killed. My car was attacked, opened fire on my car, and kept spraying it with bullets. My wife and my kids were there. The escort car with some police, they killed the policeman, they killed the other people, the other escort car, the buses with us, seven people. We are all moving in a convoy. We are killed. People who did this are expecting me to come out, mention their names, so they will come out and deny. I won't do that. But the truth of the matter is this. You can't kill me. My life is in the hand of God. I'm a man of God. And those who are among those attacking me, you are building on what you don't understand. You may have joined into the fora because you want to chase clout, but you don't know where the fight started from. There are things you don't understand. You don't have an idea of the beginning of what happened 2017. The people who are behind it. You may come and you are doing your own thing, but it's beyond what you are thinking. I'm alive for those who have been calling and all that. I'm well. Family's fine. I feel bad for the lives that have been taken. We are mourning, but Jesus is Lord. And for all those who they killed, may their soul rest in peace. And for the young men who opened fire and kept wasting people, I won't take your life. But the seed that you sow, you will reap it. I want Nigerians to know that a coordinated lie swallows an uncoordinated truth. With time, the truth will come out.
Now, I don't know about you, but it sounds to me like Suleiman thinks he knows who's behind the attack, but he isn't saying. I hope he's telling the police. I hope he's telling the police. Now, of course, the police will have to do their own independent investigation, but it always helps if the victim can mention some suspects for them to rule out or rule in. But so often you have people say this thing that Suleiman said, which is that they are not going to say anything for now. Why is that? Why do Nigerians often say they won't talk about who is behind a crime? Why? But there's more to this story. The police say they've killed one suspect during the rescue while the others got away. But Suleiman says the police are lying. He tweeted, quote, lies. They were not kidnappers. He was caught and handed over and the police killed him immediately. Why? Why killing him on the spot? Who is trying to cover up traces? End quote. Suleiman's lawyer said the same thing. He said, quote, one of the boys was caught yesterday by vigilantes and he was handed over alive to the Auchi Police Division. But ironically, we don't know what happened and the next thing we heard was that the police have shot him dead. I don't know what the police would cook up later to be responsible for shooting him, as the police station was not attacked by the youths. It was the youths in conjunction with the vigilante that arrested the boy and handed him over alive to the police. So the only conspiracy theory that one can easily think of now is that he was acting under a superior order to have done what he has done. End quote. You just heard the words of Suleiman's lawyer. But the police are pushing back. Chidinma Buzor, the police PRO for Edo State, said, quote, that insinuation is just an attempt to malign the DPO in charge of Auchi. That is an attempt to dent all the work that they have done. During the attack, nobody knew anybody and the police were there to prevent any form of attack on anybody. The police have a job to protect lives and property. It is their constitutional duty. The action of the police was impromptu. The action was going on when the police attended to the distress call and right there at the scene of the crime, everything took place. I never heard of any information that the suspect suspect was handed over to the police. Let them, those who apprehended the suspect, come out and make clarification for that. That is not true. It is not. It is just hearsay. If anyone has a contrary opinion on that, let them come out and tell the world. End quote. That's the back and forth happening between the police and the victim. And I want to hear your thoughts on this situation. I also want to know, you know, your thoughts on highway safety. How dangerous is road travel in Nigeria right now? I haven't traveled by road. I don't know the last time I traveled by road. How dangerous is it now to travel by road? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. And yes, you can address all the stories that we covered from this weekend. You can also share your thoughts on social media. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got Azu Frank joining us from Indonesia. Hi, Azu Frank. Welcome.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate how much we are losing our policemen. That is just my own problem with all this. The other day, it was a sitting senator. Some policemen, you know, that were attached to him just died. This one again, another pastor. And the question is, why are these people that are not the targets the ones dying, and the targets are getting away? I've heard the story of almost cars and the whole stuff. But the point, my major issue is, please let us address the issue of attaching policemen to private citizens. These policemen, the last one you just mentioned now, the Suleiman, I think three, they are being paid with taxpayers' money, my money, our money, to be guiding one pastor. They're supposed to be a pastor, but let's leave that another topic. But the point is, we can't keep losing these guys. If you add these three that just died plus another one that, like, that's about five officers. And we're talking about, oh, we don't have enough security, policemen, we don't have enough, and we are losing them to rich elites that in fact, with their whole stories and we don't know what's happening in that their cases, because it's always shrouded in mysteries and controversies. But my own issue is, we can't be losing our policemen. I'm sorry, my voice is beginning to go up, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling. I understand your pain. Oh, sorry about that. I thought you were done speaking there. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Alex?
Alex here.
Welcome.
Yeah, you see, I once called on your show and I said that we're running our country like a big charity organization. That's why someone like Bashir Ahmad could open his mouth to criticize somebody for not giving enough of his own resources. We're talking about a country here. Besides all these, you know, celebrities, you know, I'm talking of the U.S., you know, big names and, you know, big foundations, charity organizations. How many times do you hear that one individual in a state came to donate that money? I'm not saying they don't do it.
Right.
But, you see, we have, he feels entitled to that question, that is demand of Peter Obi. Do you get my drift, Sandra?
Okay.
It's almost like an entitlement that why didn't you dip your hand further into your pocket to give us more? This is a country. We shouldn't run Nigeria like a small-scale business or some charity organization. It's an aberration. Mm. And then this my people, your people thing, that's what will kill Nigeria. Mm. It's only when we are in this small space of ours that we talk about my people, your people. When the outsiders see you, they don't give a hoot about whose people are these people or these people. No.
Mm.
It doesn't show your ethnicity on your face.
Mm.
You are a bloody Nigerian and you'll be treated as such.
Mm.
And that's why people are suffering in UAE today. You see, a village, you're okay, fine. You have, your village people want an heir to the king's throne. They go to blame the king, the king of the other village, for not coming to sleep with the king's wives. You see the audacity of Bashir Ahmad? That is how lazy we have become as young people. Lazy to think of how we can save ourselves. We are depending on charity from individuals. Lastly, Sandra, please permit me.
Go ahead.
This issue about peace accord being a mere formality, if it is not going to be a mere formality, it is squarely on the desk of the media.
Okay. You people shouldn't let it become a mere formality. Keep bothering them on it. Keep holding them to account. We cannot do it on our own. Right. We will do the best we can on social media.
Right.
But it's important for Nigeria to not make it a mere formality. We must step it up a little bit. The same thing with debates.
Right.
If we say it will not die, Sandra, if you people say that that debate thing for presidential candidates will not die, it will not die. Mm. And we will stand with you squarely.
Okay. All right, Alex. Yes. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Nenna in Isola on the line. Hi, Nenna.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
I'd just like to comment on Afonso Soliman.
Yes, please, go ahead.
I think that it's not fair for him to be the bulletproof car claiming his life is in God's hands. I mean, he should have just been in a regular car and cut all the bullets with Bible. She doesn't have to do it. That way, we can say his life is in God's hands. It's not fair for him to have just talked very briefly about the lives of those that died. And eventually, he's not even saying the names of who is responsible, since he knows.
Mm.
It's not fair. There's no justice for the dead.
Mm.
It means that he's not even being sensitive enough towards those that have sacrificed their life for him.
Mm.
So they died on his behalf right now.
Mm.
That's all I have to say.
Nenna, thank you very much for calling to say it. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
this
sir.
This is Paul from Egueda.
Welcome, Paul.
You ban us from calling all the regular callers for a time now.
For one day, just one day.
Sandra, you don't know that this program is a tonic to our lives.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra,
welcome.
Back to issue. Eh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You see, Obi is the most credible politician in Nigeria today. And I stand to be corrected.
Okay.
Obi is not a thief. Obi is the only politician in Nigeria that is not receiving pension. He's not receiving anything as the former governor of Anambra State. Obi is not a thief. Obi has not stolen public money. Obi has not stolen money belonging to this country. Obi has not done any contract that you can trace and said Obi companies did it and he did not execute it. But he's not a thief. So if he donates 1 naira, that is his hard earning money he's giving, and he's giving it as a genuine money. It's not a stolen fund. It's not the fund that belongs to the public that he put into his pocket and to his family business. So whoever that is angry that is donating cartons or rice, please, that person should go and repent. Obi is not a thief, and we know him. Obi has said and has challenged other politicians that are contesting for the presidency that they should bring out their tax to evaluate. That is a challenge, a public challenge. Evaluate. You can't be donating billions of naira. Show the tax that corresponds to how you made that money. That shows that this man has a clean hand. And if Nigeria will move forward, let us go for Obi. Thank you and God bless you.
All right. Let's take a look at messages on social media now. Michael Babb says, Sandra, please, you don't expect anything good from this admin. We're just waiting for the day they leave power. Roman says, our highways are now a playground for bandits and kidnappers. They lay in wait in plain sight. Very soon, they might start setting up roadblocks. Jacob says, even people in South Korea will be surprised that he chose to leave the flooded people to leave his flooded people in substantial parts of his country to visit their country for an inconsequential meeting. Well, the meeting is not inconsequential, Shah. But yes, he could have sent the health minister, you know, or the vice president, or somebody. We've got Kingsley Osagie who says, it's obvious that Buhari and the APC don't care about Nigerians because in the midst of all these disasters, they're using our commonwealth for this extravagant lifestyle. This present admin will forever be remembered as the one that was unfeeling towards Nigerians. Okay. Marvelous Joe on Facebook says, which responsible father will leave his house that is flooded or on fire and visit another man's house for a function? It shows you the level of responsibility of this government. We've got Toby who says, the presidential aides reasoning is totally corrupt to the point where he no longer has single shame. The government he's part of swore to protect lives and property, but what do we have today? Breach of social contract. His principal prefers to visit South Korea than his people who are dying in the flood. All right, thank you very much for your message, John Toby. All right, we've got this message here from Jide. Jide says, it's painful to lose our three police officers just because of a so-called man of God with suspicious ways. Why would Apostle Suleiman allow us to lose three of our police officers as a result of his dirty deals that are hunting him everywhere he goes? Please, Sandra, when is this Apostle Suleiman going to be free from controversy? Which dirty deals is he involved in that people are trailing him up and down? When will Apostle Suleiman be free from controversies? All right. Christy from Owode says, isn't it evident that the police can simply not be trusted in many cases of assassination or assassination attempts? Imagine them shooting dead a suspect in Apostle Johnson's near assassination. Doesn't that say something? Many victims usually play safe by withholding information at times because the police can still jeopardize ongoing investigations by being careless with information. I don't trust our Nigerian police much. So sad. Christy from Owode with that message there. We've got a message here that says, please let people speak on what they're sure of. Pastors pay taxes, so pastors have the right to public benefits. Dafidi from Ikorodu says, here is a message from Sir Ken. Sir Ken says, when you look at the last three assassination attempts, you can see that these big figures don't need more than their armored cars. They should save the few policemen we have. Okay. Mr. Victor says, Obi donated from his verifiable personal resources, while Tinubu donated from yet-to-be-verified sources. Mr. Victor in Lekki with that message there. We've got a message here from Essie in Sagamu who says, it's not enough to sign the peace accord. The conveners should also ensure compliance. Hassan is in Canada, and Hassan says, what a country. Here in Canada about a month ago, Hurricane Fiona hit Nova Scotia. The Prime Minister left where he was and visited the victims. But Nigeria case is otherwise. I got my PVC already. I'll be back in Nigeria to vote in 2022. Okay. All right. I like how that sounds. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'll take a few calls, maybe do a few messages as well. We'll see what time permits. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Sandra Ezekwesili. We've got a tweet here from Joy Forever. Joy Forever says, attack on Jandor's train shows Lagos may be bloody if parties don't respect the peace accord. Our president doesn't care if flood takes over everywhere as long as Aso Rock is spared. Bashir is still a young man. He will learn from the future when APC leaves. 99.3, hello.
Wow. President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Wow, good afternoon. This is your senior special advisor.
Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
Welcome.
You see, the peace part, I said it the other day. I said the foot soldiers, they were not there.
Okay.
So I don't think this is... What I need to do, which I've been saying, any party that foment trouble and they find out those parties, that they should sideline their whatever result they get from any of the election.
Mm.
And quick one, President Sandra.
Right.
You remember that day you say I should not call that the new callers, right?
Okay.
Somebody's saying that you banned me from Nigeria Info.
Who said that?
I don't know. That's what the person was telling. Oh, that's why the banker is from calling Nigeria Info. I don't know where they get. You hear what Paul said? That's exactly why I feel. But thank God, I'm still okay. God pass them, those who don't want to hear my voice.
Oh, God. You people should take your fights off my air, please. Go and fight it to your private WhatsApps. Please. I didn't ban Chris from calling this station. I just said that regular callers should give us one day of grace. That's all. Just one day. Eh? We've got messages here. Let me read from Chooks. Chooks says, someone was saying that Peter Obi's visit to Bayelsa was political. And I was like, where is your Buhari that is supposed to be doing that? It shows a total lack of respect for us and insensitivity charity that the president is traveling when over 600 citizens have died. Innocent Elvis says, please, you people should verify news before bringing it on national radio. PTOB have cleared the air on Arise TV today. I don't know why people are repeating that thing. It tells me you guys don't listen when I talk, because I obviously said this same thing that Innocent is saying here, as well as, what's the name of the gentleman who called in earlier? Ron Matthew. Matthew also said the same thing. I obviously said when I was speaking that it was donations from P2B's supporters that he sent to IDPs. So where's all this talk from verify before you get on air coming from? Say you know here. Say you know here. Huh? You can rewind it. You hear what